He opened his hand, and hers escaped, darted suddenly and without warning toward his face, until her fingertips rested feather light upon his cheek for the barest moment. She said,
"Thank you, Elijah. Goodbye."
He said, "Goodbye, Gladiah," and watched her leave. Even the thought that a ship was waiting to take him back to Earth did not wipe out the sense of loss he felt at that moment. Undersecretary Albert Minham's look was intended to be one of prim welcome. "I'm glad to see you back on Earth. Your report, of course, arrived before you did and is being studied. You did a good job. The matter will look well in your record."
"Thank you," said Bailey.
There was no room for further elation in him. Being back on Earth, being safe in the caves, being in hearing of Jessie's voice, he had spoken to her already, had left him strangely empty. "However," said Minham, "your report concerned only the murder investigation. There was another matter we were interested in. May I have a report on that, verbally?" Bailey hesitated, and his hand moved automatically toward the inner pocket where the warm comfort of his pipe could once more be found. Minham said at once, "You may smoke, Bailey." Bailey made of the lighting process a rather drawn-out ritual. He said,
"I am not a sociologist."
"Aren't you?" Minham smiled briefly. "It seems to me we discussed that once. A successful detective must be a good rule-of-thumb sociologist, even if he never heard of Hackett's equation. I think from your discomfort at the moment that you have notions concerning the outer worlds, but aren't sure how it will sound to me."
"If you put it that way, sir. When you ordered me to Solaria, you asked a question. You asked what the weaknesses of the outer worlds were. Their strengths were their robots, their low population, their long lives. But what were their weaknesses?"
"Well?"
"I believe I know the weaknesses of the Solarian, sir."
"You can answer my question? Good. Go ahead."
"Their weaknesses, sir, are their robots, their low population, their long lives."
Minham stared at Bailey without any change of expression. His hands worked in jerky, finger-drawn designs along the papers on his desk. He said,
"Why do you say that?"
Bailey had spent hours organizing his thoughts on the way back from Solaria.